Jen.
And we are back.
And we're the most adorable couple ever.
How's everybody doing? Hope everybody's doing good.
Yes, today is phase two.
Hope everybody's enjoying their phase two movement.
Yay. In New York.
Yes, in New York. Because, yeah. You know, I mean, God forbids, there's a lot of things happening. We're going into phase two and, you know, cases are re-spiking and
in every other state,
you know, and the so-called flatliner is like, instead of going down, is going up. It's like the stock market.
There's a lot of things happening. Yeah, so welcome to our show. We are on episode 14.
Yes, episode 14.
Yay, that's
another
exciting.
Exciting episode of
that
our
means our
rant.
Show can go to high school.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of been like a quiet week, kind of, maybe.
Has it?
I don't know.
Has it been a quiet week?
I don't know. I haven't been.
I mean, considering what happened with Juneteenth and.
Oh, yeah.
With the Bunker Boy.
So Juneteenth finally
the
got.
The Walk of Shame.
It took 155 years for Juneteenth to finally be recognized.
Then it was destroyed by this thing.
It wasn't destroyed. I mean.
It was, in a way, it was. You know,
in
it
a
was,
way, it was not.
In
but
a way, it was.
Here's the thing. So. So Juneteenth happened, and 45 was set to do like a whole entire emotional support rally on Juneteenth in Tulsa, of all places.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about the city of Tulsa, you know it was the epicenter of Black Wall Street in the 1910s and 20s, and the place of a major race riot, the entire massacre of Black Wall Street. And Trump thought, "Hey, I'm gonna have a rally that day, in that city." And Juneteenth is the mark of the day that it was the official end to slavery overall in the United States, which is the real Independence Day. I'm sorry, I know everybody knows July 4th, but Juneteenth is the actual day, because when the country decided to sign the Declaration of Independence on the 4th. We weren't free. Not everybody was free back then. So we'll just put that out there.
Well,
so
we're not free right now.
We're not free right now. But
one day we'll be free, like Danny Hathaway once said.
Yeah. It'll happen, dear. It'll happen. Have a little faith. So.
Oh, I have faith. I just don't think it's gonna happen.
Just not under this administration.
Just
so
not under this bullshit, whatever
so
it is.
Shout out to all the Zoomers and shout out to like Generation Z. You guys really did it. So apparently,
yeah, great job.
So Trump had what? What did he?
That was one of like the biggest trolls of the year.
That is the biggest troll of the year. So, he was having his rally at this big stadium that seats like what 19,000 people or something like that.
Well, it's not only that. It was like, let's just say it's 19,000 people, but
yeah.
They were expecting like. 40,000 people outside, something of that sort.
Yeah,
and then it was canceled when they find out that nobody was showing up for that shit.
So what happened was, you're jumping a little too far. So
what? I'm just saying.
I know. So what happened
was, this just makes me giggle. That's all.
So what happened was, so they thought they were gonna have like it was gonna be sold out. It was gonna be a sold out arena. Tickets were free, and they were gonna have like a spillover and a second little rally for the people outside. They can't get in. They had to cancel it because, what, only, like, what, 40 people showed up? And the funnier part was and then when you get inside of the, what do you call that? When you get
the
inside
stadium.
The arena, the stadium.
They had to sign a waiver.
Yeah. That and then like the whole upper deck was just empty. And so was, like, the, what do you call that part of the stadium? Where the stage is set?
Staging.
The center stage was just, like, so
empty.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot of some of the concerts I've done where I hear the director going like, "Can you just push in a little more so we won't see the empty area?" And CNN was just like, "We're gonna troll, yeah, we're gonna
just
stay out." Wow, that was pathetic.
I can't move the camera. Camera two,
feel,
can
you know,
like
you know
push
what,
it? Nope, I can't. I have a focus.
You know what though? You know that one lady that was like up in the nosebleeds. Yeah. Like, I feel like she probably just like trolled everyone else too. She was just like, I just don't want to be around anybody, so I'm gonna order like 40 tickets or something.
Clear out this whole section. Yeah, so that just I can
just be here by myself and like avoid COVID altogether.
So apparently, Black Twitter, K-pop fans, and several other TikTok TikTokers, what they did was they said, wouldn't it be funny if we all just reserve tickets, because tickets were free, reserve the tickets, and then don't go. And that's what they did. I think what happened, like, they were hyping the fact that they had, like, so many people coming, and everybody in the back is like...
Yeah, shout out to those people that did that. That was...
Yeah, I wanted to do it, but I forgot to do it.
Oh, babe.
What? Did you want me to do it?
Sure. That would have been great.
I would have reserved like 12 tickets.
Just 12? You should have just kept on going. If you would have told me, like, I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I knew. But
I told you about
I didn't quite care for it.
Yeah. But you would have reserved like 20.
If you would have said you were going to do that, I would have been like, holy shit, what? We can actually do that?
And you would reserve like 20 tickets? No, I would reserve.
I would have been like, I would have. Continue reserving every chance I got. Like, every chance.
Have the
I
website
got.
Up. Reserve, yeah. Ticket, reserve.
Reserve, 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 reserve.
And then just don't go. Be like, ha 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 ha. And he seemed so sad that he had to do the walk of shame when he got back, when he got off Air Force One or Marine One.
Oh, that was a. You know what the funniest thing about that
You've
was?
You've walked home like that sometimes?
Yeah, I've walked home like that sometimes. Especially during my wedding night, but that was tremendous. What? What's with the look?
I was waiting for you to go, best wedding ever.
Yeah, best wedding ever. I just said that was tremendous. Because
the biggest wedding.
Because after such a long ass day, when we got home, we just went like, we just chilled.
We just
went like, wow. I was like, carry me. That was a great day, but
carry me to the couch. You carried me to the couch. That was the threshold.
But, and then, you know, when he came out, what's it called?
Marine One.
He came out Marine One. I'm like, what are they talking about? Walking around. I'm like, oh shit! Look at this motherfucker.
He had his his MAGA hat at his side, all scrunched up.
Like he.
The
like,
toddler got mad.
Like, he was just he was just a losing factor in the whole thing.
He was just but I can't believe this happened.
The thing that bothered me the most, right? Is that this is somebody who's supposed to represent a country, and he has that look. Now, the biggest controversy that ever came up from Barack Obama was like, oh, look at him in his tan suit. This is unacceptable.
And he likes arugula in his burger.
Right? Or when he was at the Oval Office with no jacket on and his sleeves rolled up, trying to get to business. You know, those are some of the biggest controversy he ever had.
Oh, remember Latte? Remember Latte Gate?
Oh God!
When he saluted the Marine with the cup of coffee in his hand.
Yeah. And then we get this piece of shit looking like he's on a bender, like he just had like I don't know like four.
He was so lonely. He was all by himself. He had nobody.
Like he just had like four tequila sunrises, and he couldn't handle another one. So he just said, "Fuck it, I'm just gonna go home and maybe get Melania." Melania was probably nowhere in sight.
Melania,
what a piece of shit!
Where's Melania? She's in New York.
My God.
Yeah. So basically, only about what they said. What 6,100 people showed up.
Oh, that's.
Out of like I think 19,000.
Even a graduation, more people show up.
Right, like
a regular high school graduation, more people show up. If I'm not mistaken,
that's like what 7,000. Damn, bro. Oh God. Yeah. So more people showed up when I fell up when I fell down the stairs that time.
I feel like there was the after party was just five people.
Even he wasn't going.
Mike Pence was like,
he
I'll be right
go
back.
Because there's single women there, and his wife wasn't there. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I don't feel.
His mother, the person he calls mother?
Yes. I don't want him to. I don't want to believe that people are sad that he didn't make it. No, I don't want to believe that he's all sad. I don't feel bad for him. I don't really think it's. You know what it was? A lot of people. For Trump, like I don't care, like I don't really care what this happened to him, because you know why?
I don't give a shit that it happened to him either.
Because think about it. Because it's a pandemic. People were not going to be inside of a stadium for like hours at a time. And you're telling me that if you go, you have to sign a waiver if you get sick that you can't sue or something.
Yeah, how fucked up is that? It's like, oh, we're going to do this rally, but you have to sign a waiver that you can't sue me. Like, and you're putting in people's lives in jeopardy. What the fuck are you talking about?
And you'll put masks on people. And people actually, they offered masks. People took the masks and they threw them out. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, somebody could have used that.
Yeah.
So that's a, oh, they were talking about that on The View, like, before the rally happened. And here you have, like, Meghan McCain, the Princess of Arizona. She went on this whole rant about how she doesn't want to support. She's not going to defend Trump, but she has to when people are going nuts about how can Trump have a rally in the middle of a pandemic, but yet you have people outside protesting on the streets. And I'm like,
it's not the same thing.
It's not, because first of all, people are outside protesting and they're moving. And
yeah, but this is the same thing as if we're walking down the street and somebody in front of us has COVID. So it doesn't really matter. It's not the same thing. You're talking about like somebody in a closed space in a stadium.
Having an emotional support rally.
And like having an emotional support rally. And then he goes like, yeah, if you get COVID, you can't sue me. I can't write something like that and go to a protest and I'm going to be like, yeah, Black Lives Matter. And say, you guys got to sign this waiver because if I get COVID from you guys, I gotta sue you or something.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. Shut the fuck up.
And then she was saying, oh, well, I haven't been able to buy a crib in person for my kid. And I'm like, shut the hell up.
What do you mean you haven't been able to buy a crib?
Go to Target and call it a day. Like,
are you not, like, people are buying from home. Shop, that shop.com or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
That thing went up like $600 in 3 months. People are buying from home. So, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm like, you're proving all of us born in 85 really bad right now. It's like, why do you have to be that group? Like, I just felt, as a 35-year-old, I'm like, wow, you're making us 35-year-olds look bad right now. Because she's 35. Stop. You know who else is 35? Stephen Miller. Well, he's almost 35. The guy that keeps writing all them travel bans. The one that he looks like.
She's 35.
Yes, dear. She's 35.
Okay.
How long do you need to process that? We're the same age.
I'm just, all right.
Well,
I thought she was closing in 50, but all right, cool.
Wow.
Moving on.
Okay. So what next story? So yeah, Trump got like totally, what's that term? He got totally trolled. Everybody stood him up for the.
Yeah, but look at everything he did in less than a month. He was able to get all these protesters. He jeopardized the lives of many protesters using weapons that are illegal, by the way. In modern warfare, mm-hmm. the weapons that were used to clear out for the him to gas. Do to for him to do his
photo
op. These are things that are illegal in modern warfare. First of all, the only reason he did it was for a stupid photo op. And then on top of that, he tries to just use the Bible, which I don't. I mean, I'm not going to get into that. But
do we have a Bible in the apartment?
No, we don't. But
I have one.
You have one?
The New Testament.
Oh, Lord.
The Old Testament. Oh, what am I going to do with the Old Testament? I'm not reading all that. Jesus ain't in it.
Okay. Anyway. and so. That happens, and then he goes back to hide in his bunker, right? Yeah. And then the Black Lives Matter movement is happening, and it's like, you know, this is wrong, and people shouldn't be doing that.
He makes
no
mention of it at all. The only time he mentioned George Floyd, shout out to his family, and shout out to the family of Rayshard Brooks. The two things he said was, oh, well, this economic package, it'll be a great day. George Floyd will be so happy about it. No, George Floyd will be happy to be alive right now so he could celebrate Father's Day with his daughter. That's what he would be happy about. So shut the entire fuck up about that part. And the sad part.
But it's not only that. It's just he's been trolling this whole nation since day one.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that happened. Good. I'm fucking glad that happened.
Which part?
The fact that, like, not a lot of people showed up to this piece of shit rally.
Well, nobody was going to go because it's a pandemic. Well, and also, I mean, also, think about it. You're talking about having a... Well,
people did show up, so...
Racist showed up.
Well, more people would have shown up if this wouldn't happen. So that's what I'm saying.
More people would have probably showed up if there was a pandemic, but more people would have probably showed up if we weren't in the middle of a frank and uncomfortable conversation about race right now. And yes, you're hearing firecrackers go off. It's just a thing now. We're used to it.
The firecrackers are for us. They're happy that we're on the air.
Yeah, they wait until we are doing the podcast to just, like, firecrack all day. So, yeah. And the saddest part, the thing that I'm really just angry about is just the simple fact that you chose to do it on Juneteenth. And I'm quite sure...
You did that on purpose.
I'm quite sure everybody had a choice between going to a racist emotional support rally or going to a cookout. Which would you go to?
Cookout.
Exactly. I mean, the Juneteenth celebration sounds a lot more fun. There's music, celebration, food, you know, community. People are just happy to be together. It's a celebration of of the supposed end of a very dark period in U.S. history. Like, there you go. And also, people wanted to respect the fact that what happened in Tulsa 100 years ago...
Stays in Tulsa?
Yeah, and...
I'm not trying to be funny. It's just
what happens in Tulsa, and they wanted to respect that memory, and they really didn't want that sort of tinge of racism hanging out there. Notice they said, like, a lot of the people that showed up were actually people that traveled into Oklahoma, and if you traveled into Oklahoma,
they probably brought in the COVID with them.
Exactly. So we're gonna see a spike soon.
I'm pretty sure there is. Look at what's going on in Texas. They got a spike. Look what's going on in Florida. They got a
spike. Half of New U.S. states are seeing a rise in COVID cases. And this guy's talking about testing.
We'll probably have a little spike, too. Wouldn't be surprised. But it probably, I don't know. I don't want to get into that because it could get out of context. But
yeah,
we'll probably see a little spike, too. But I don't think it's going to go crazy like Florida or Texas.
No, because we've been staying inside for a very long time. We've been obeying laws, and Cuomo, like, I know a lot of people hate Cuomo, but
next president.
But Cuomo, like, he kicked butt during this thing. Like, he rallied the troops, and he made sure that we went from being the epicenter to being the state with the lowest amount.
Yeah, I mean, too bad we're going to get 4 more years out of this piece of shit.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. So, let's talk about something else. Like, every time I think about 45, I get all creeped out. Because
it a piece of shit.
Because the guy's running around calling COVID-19, which is the term, other thing.
I bet the N-bomb just sings out of his mouth.
Oh, yeah. The N-word, the S-word, the K-word, all the words.
That word is just... it just rolls out of his mouth. He probably has an orgasm every time he says it.
He's a 1950s kind of guy. He embodies that, just that volatility of that era. So, let's talk about us, Andrew. We don't talk about us nearly enough on this podcast.
Really? We don't?
No, not really. We talk... We get silly with each other.
I feel like we do.
I don't know. Sure? Well, people know about this podcast, and one of the things that they always seem to ask us is, like, we should try to be a relationship podcast. We should try to do, like, a relationship thing.
A lot of people are doing that. It's like, there's like people that are, like, making up fake fights, and that's their version. You know, there's people that are doing, like, relationship. What is it? Did you just say relationship? What?
Relationship help.
Relationship help. You know, I don't mind doing relationship help. My thing is, a lot of people are already doing that. And besides, we're doing things that a lot of people are already doing. We're mostly doing this for fun. We're doing this just to satisfy our needs. We're stuck in the house, and we're trying to find other things to do. We're not bored with each other.
No.
But we're like, what else should we do? Well, let's give this a try, and here we are.
I mean, like, that's the... And people, I guess people would have always been...
They must like my comment because the firecrackers are... There you go.
I just remember people would say to me all the time, like, I would love to have a relationship like yours. I want to be where you are.
Who tells you this?
Guys tell me this. And I'm like, are you saying that because you genuinely want to be in a fulfilling relationship? God. Or what are you saying? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe just give up.
What do you mean?
That's what I did. I mean that in a good way. Like, I mean, like, I didn't see the point in dating anymore.
Okay.
So I said, fuck this shit. Like, nothing was working in that relationship field. So I just said, I'm giving up. Fuck this. I'm not doing relationships anymore. All I'm going to do is just find some random girl, talk to her, and then maybe fuck the shit out of her, and we're out. And then that's it. That was my motto. My thing is
that me?
No. Okay. My motto was that, like, same way women talk about how much they hate men. Mm-hmm. Some of us speak about how much we hate women because technically we don't quite understand them. You can figure us out, but we have a bit of a hard time understanding women because one thing could be this way, another thing could be that way, and then you're just like, well, which one is it? So at the end of the day, you're just like confused. Mm-hmm. So what I decided, I just gave up, and somehow out of the blue, at the most unexpected moment, you showed up, and so now we're here. That would be my advice. It's not a very good advice.
You put it out your mind, and then that's when it happened.
It's not a very good advice. Well, maybe it is. Maybe what I'm trying to say is that maybe you should stop trying to look, and just accept the fact that one way or another is gonna happen. Like
if it's meant to happen.
Yeah, like the movie. One day you'll meet a tall, dark stranger. You know, like in mysterious way it'll show up.
Okay.
Or it'll happen.
It'll be random when it happens. It'll just be one of the moments.
Yeah, well, that's how it was with us. Like we weren't supposed to be at that particular spot on that particular day.
No.
You know.
Well, I was. You weren't.
Well, okay. So I'll take that back. I wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah. And it could have just... And we could have...
Right place, right time, in other words. That's what I'm getting at.
It worked out.
Yeah. Because if that... If I had not accepted to work that day, mm-hmm. We would not be here right now.
You don't want to talk about it?
What do you mean?
Like, I'm pretty sure people are like, I'm confused. What happened?
Well, what happened was that I was a TA in college, mm-hmm. in grad school, and I worked 2 days. Like obviously, like TAs, you know, you work 2 days a week, and on that particular week, on Monday, so I worked Monday, Wednesday, I believe, and on Monday, my then boss asked me if I can do Friday because they were doing a basketball game and they needed somebody to cover. If I couldn't do it, then I would be like, you know, I don't have to show up. But I did have a gig that day, which is interesting. I could have chosen to go with that gig, but the gig paid same as it did the TA. Mm-hmm. It was the same amount. So I said, well, I'm not doing a goddamn thing, so I might as well take the Friday gig at the school rather than break my back at this fucking gig. So I tell her, yeah, I'll do it. And so so all of a sudden, like, I'm looking through the list. So I come in on Friday. I'm looking through the list of people that are coming in so I could get their stuff together. And I see a familiar name. And I'm like, this person seems familiar. I can't remember it, but it seems familiar. And then, like, fast forward to, like, a few hours later. And then you showed up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember you now. And so we started talking. And one thing led to another. You got naked. I got naked. On that same day.
The lies you tell. Yeah, I do. I remember just seeing... Because I thought you had left. I thought you just left. Because I didn't see you anymore. And I thought, like, graduated, left, moved on, went to go do bigger and better things. And I saw you that day, and your hair was out. And I was like, oh, look at that. I'm like, hi, Angel.
Oh, my hair was out?
Your hair was out.
That's what attracted you to me?
Yeah, because it looked like a halo.
You just wanted me for my hair?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It was nice because, like, and the thing is, I always said that a shotgun actually did help us get together. We did have a shotgun involved.
What? A gun? A firearm?
No, a microphone.
My God.
A microphone, dear. So, it's yeah, because...
A Sennheiser microphone?
Yeah, so it wasn't work. Because you know how I have a habit of checking all my... Of checking equipment before.
Well, I mean, as good students should, they should be checking their equipment. And professionals should be checking their equipment, not just take it and go, everything's in here? It's like, okay, is everything in here, right? You got to check it. Okay. And the next thing you know that you get a phone call, hey, my microphone wasn't in the bag. Did you check your stub before you left? No. Oh, well, then you're fresh out of luck, buddy.
Because we just closed. Oops, the door.
Oh, that happened. That happened a few times. Like, people would just call, like, around. Because you close at 4? No.
5. Yeah.
Yeah, 5. And Fridays was the day that dating stayed open till, like, later on. And the person that was in... The second in command would not let anybody in, like, after, like, 6. Mm-hmm. So, at 5, I was out. Mm-hmm. And... Once I was out, he probably be out too because it's Friday. So who cares? But yeah, that happened
several times.
Several times.
Yeah. So.
So I think the days that I worked, like especially Mondays, I think Mondays it was up to 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. What?
No, I don't. I always thought that you know it's like you had to till 5 o'clock.
No, you had to 5 o'clock, but the second in command would open the door for you.
Oh, okay.
If you call to let him know that you were gonna be there like around 6, he was cool about it. He was like, "All right, cool, yeah, I'll wait for you." But he would leave. He was always late anyway. He was always, I think his schedule was like 12 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And so obviously he would leave like around 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Just to make the 8 hours.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But yeah, like it was like that. Like the schedule would be the last pickup or return would be 7. And then Wednesday, the last would be 6, some shit like that. I don't remember a lot of it.
But I remember I was checking all my equipment. You know, I like to check my equipment because I'm always the type of person where I like for all my stuff to work during a shoot because, you know, that's how it is. So I was checking all the stuff, and it turns out that the microphone wasn't working. And I was like, hey, this microphone's not working. He's like, did you check the batteries? And I'm like, yeah, I just changed the batteries. And you tested it. You were there for like a really good like few minutes. Like you really felt like it. Other times, other people would be like, they wouldn't even like change it out for you, but you did. You changed out, like, you were changing out my batteries. You always made batteries, microphones.
Excuse me?
You always made sure that I was.
Is that code? What are you saying right now?
No, it's not code. I'm just telling you, you would always give me better stuff. Like,
ooh, really?
I don't know. Would you?
Oh, this is getting juicy right now. Hold on a second. I was used to give you better stuff. No, I always did that for like
the girls.
I always did that for like the students that always tried, and you can tell that they wanted to do something, not for the ones that just came in, like the ones that I mentioned. Like, everything's in here. Okay, bye. Like,
what would you do? Give them like
the ones that look through things, and I'll just sit there, and they're like, and then they'll ask me questions like, oh, how can I do this in like if I did it in the dark or. If I needed a little bit more light, can I use something or blah 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 or I don't know. So I give them pointers, and so that I paid attention to, and I will tell them like, and I will do something where I tell them, well, since a lot of people aren't picking this up, I can give this to you. You know, I'll just put it on your pickup sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I used to be.
Yeah, you
know? It's not like some people that they're like. They're like, well, I gotta get approval from my boss, and I was like, oh my god, who gives a shit? It's a fucking jack. It's not like somebody's gonna be like, hey, I need like 10 jacks. This is school.
It's not a rental house in the field.
It is a rental house, but
not an actual rental house, licensed rental house in the field. Wait.
No, it was.
I don't know.
It was because sometimes there were rare occasions where people would come in and like. get equipment and they will have to pay a fee.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I could have been like you.
Now you know. The more you know.
Bloom, bloom, bloom. So, yeah. Would you try to flirt with the girls? I feel like that's like one of the best jobs.
Yeah, I did. I tried to flirt with some of the girls.
The rental house job, that's pretty cool. Like that, because like you're in the basement and stuff. It's like nobody really bothers you or anything. And you could like...
I tried to flirt with some of the girls. It was nothing... It was pretty obvious.
Were there girls that were prettier than me?
Huh?
I'll take that as a yes.
What are y'all talking about?
What was like who did you have the biggest crush on? You could tell me. We're married now. I don't care anymore.
I don't remember. It was like this girl. I think it was an Italian girl that showed up from time to time. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember a lot of it.
What about me?
You too.
You did not have a crush on me.
I didn't have a crush on you because you weren't my type.
I'm nobody's type.
No, that's not true. That's
I'm not everybody's type.
No, that's not true. You weren't my, like, when we first met, you weren't my type. You had a little bit of this witty, really ghetto mentality. But it was smart, but you had, like, this little ghetto outlook to yourself that I was just like, no. This isn't for me. And then, like, that Friday that we met, you didn't look anything like that. You looked completely different. Like, there was a transformation in there that looked like you were a person. You were approachable. Like, you weren't, like, you didn't have this look. By that, I'm saying that when we first met, you had this like, resting bitch look. And it's just like, who wants to talk to that?
You had a resting bitch look, too.
Well, I mean, considering the project that I was doing, sure, I would have a resting bitch look.
You look like you were going to die if I didn't talk to you.
I did. I almost died if you didn't talk to me. I would have killed myself.
No, you wouldn't. You would have been just fine. You would have flirted with that Italian girl and called it a day.
She didn't want anything of me, so what difference did it make?
Aw. Am I the only one that responded to your...
Yes.
No way. Am I really the only one?
No.
Okay, cool. No.
Yeah, I mean, with that said, I wasn't, you know, whatever. It's just, I flirted, but it wasn't really a thing for me. Like, my way of flirting was, hey, that was it.
Is that how it works in the clubs, in the bars? Hey.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Oh my God, you're the most beautiful woman I ever seen.
Oh God.
Wow, look at those eyes. Your eyes are so pretty. They sparkle in the light. No, you just approach him and say hi. Hey, what's up? Hey, how's it going? That's it.
And then what?
That's it.
And then what happened?
There is no then what happened. That's it. You say, hey, what's up? How's it going? She doesn't want to talk to you. There's another one right next to her. And if she doesn't want to talk to you, there's another one right next to her. And then there's another and another and another.
Okay, so let's say there are a group of four, because that's usually what happens. It's mm-hmm. like a group of four. You say hi to the whole group of four. How many respond back?
I don't know.
On a good night.
I don't know. You have to talk to the ugliest one.
Isn't that from How to Be a Player? The movie How to Be... If you talk...
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, cause, like, there's a part where he says, if you talk to the ugliest chick in the room, it makes you... Yeah, he says...
I just know, I noticed that...
What is an ugly chick anyway?
A girl that's ugly.
How do you know? What makes her ugly? What would make her ugly?
Okay, same as a guy that's ugly. You know, you find guys unattractive.
Bad breath.
So it's the same thing.
Bad breath.
You know, there'll be like some girls
ugly
that...
Ugly dressed.
There's some girls that you're just like, oh, okay, well, whatever. Let me talk to her. And then she'll get jealous. But the problem here is that I gave up. See, I didn't care anymore.
I'm very curious about this. I want to go back to this for a second.
What?
So you're talking to the girl that's not the prettiest at the table, right?
Yeah.
So when you're talking to her, mm-hmm. what's going on outside?
I don't know. They want to listen to our podcast.
Cut.
Somebody's a liar.
Cut the... Pause it? No, I said pause. Yeah.
And we're back.
Okay. Yeah, there's like something happening outside, but I don't care enough
They're
to
desperate
actually.
Desperate to listen to our podcast. That's what's happening.
I so. Know, but they gotta listen to it later when it's on.
Too bad. Too bad we're like 5 levels above from the floor. From the floor.
From the floor.
5 levels.
I
from
mean,
the floor.
Technically, you're right.
5 levels. Five.
5 stories up. You gotta say 5 stories up.
5 stories up.
You know, for somebody that went to Thingy, just see.
Oh, here we go.
I love you. Mm-hmm. But I, okay. So you're talking to the prettiest girl. So you're talking to the unprettiest girl in the, at the table, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you ever find yourself getting attracted to the, to her at
yeah.
some point?
Yes.
Why? What happens?
There, it
turns out she has a brain in her head?
Yeah. I'm very weird. Like, when it comes to, there's certain things that I can pick out on certain girls, and I'm like, ooh, I kind of like that about her. Like, there's a lot of guys that they're attracted to the girl's body, and the chick is like butt ugly or something.
It's a butterface.
Yeah, but then there were some times that I would talk to a girl and she'll have like the way she communicated was very good. Like the conversation was good. Everything she said was good, so you kept on wanting more. Like you wanted to keep on talking to this person. So that was my way understanding certain things with girls that I was trying to hit on. What
was that? Fireworks?
I don't know, Joe.
I know, it's just hella distracting. I heard everything you said. It's just hella distracting. All right, so anyway, okay, so you found out that you had some common ground with her, and you actually did find her interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I found them interesting, I found them interesting. It's like I said, I didn't care anymore.
Okay.
Like, I if you start,
Because keep in mind,
it's like some dudes are just like, oh, I want this type of girl, and then this type of girl, because I wanted like this, and I want this, and I want that. And it's like, yeah, you're going to be waiting forever. But my thing was, again, I realized that at a younger age, and I was more into the factor of, like, what's the point of any of this? This isn't working. This is not for me. I'm sure it is for some people, but for me, it isn't. Especially, like, I'm not the type of person that can communicate well. Like, I can sit next to a person for hours and stay quiet. I wouldn't even say a peep. Because that's just the way I am. So that's another factor that factors in where, like, it's just like, I don't feel like talking to this person. What's the point of this? But then there were times that, yeah, there were people that were very good at communicating, and then they got things out of you, and then the communication just sparked, or the conversation just sparked.
Is that what happened with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I always felt like I was always like the, you know, every group, there's always one chick that's not as pretty as the rest of them. So I always thought, I basically developed that mentality and that.
Yeah, but I feel like you were just hanging out with the wrong people. Like I in particular, that's another thing that I realized at a young age when I wouldn't say that I was hanging out with the wrong people. I was just not, I just became more reliable on myself.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to go somewhere, I just went, because if I asked somebody to join me, they come up with some pathetic excuse.
Sure.
So what was the point of that?
Yeah.
So I said, well, I guess if I, it's, and again, it's like the saying goes, if you want to do something right.
You got to do it yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it got to a point where, like, it's the same thing. Like, I really just didn't want to be with anybody anymore. I was like, I don't really want, like, I don't see myself dating anybody anymore. I don't see it. Like, I was already getting into the mental state of, I'll probably have like one or two guys that I went with, and they're probably still single, like still perma single, and because they're still perma single, I'll just, like, you know, like go out with them once in a while, but then that once in a while would never come. It'd probably be like once every couple of years. And it would just, and then I would just have to at some point just figure out, well, you know, I'm just going to be forever single. You know, like I was like, I have my friends, I have radio shows, I have like my education. So I'll find something else. I'll find somebody else. Like, not somebody else. I'll find something else. And then, you know, 3 years go by. You know, I met up with some really cool people. There was this guy that I thought was like the perfectest guy before you came along. And then you came along like a year later. And you are the most perfectest guy.
Yeah, but this is exactly what I'm talking about. The thing was,
when I was going through that harsh period, I was like, I really just was just so over guys. I thought, like, I lived into the mantra. I woke up every morning saying, God's biggest mistake was creating man, but he tries to correct it by creating woman. That was what I was living under.
But this is my exact point. Like, the fact that you're like, oh, this is a great person, this is a great thing that's happening, and then all of a sudden it just blows up in your face.
Yeah.
So the good things, not necessarily good things, but sometimes, unfortunately, good things happen when you least expect it.
Yeah.
Again, I was not supposed to be there.
You weren't.
You know?
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think... You weren't having a bad day, but you were having a bit of like a weird.
Yeah, I was having day. Like the thing is like, you know, it was the last assignment of the semester and I was gonna get graded on it and I was already kind of like a little wary about certain parts of it. So I already didn't feel like doing it. But then I started talking to you and stuff and, you know, it made me feel better. It made me feel a little better and I shot it and I was like, whatever, if it's good, it's good, if it's bad, it's bad. And then I went out and then, you know, I was editing it, and then the day I was editing it, it was the day you met my mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked and stuff, and then we exchanged phone numbers before, but we didn't really engage with texting or calling or anything.
What do you mean? We did? Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, we did. And, you know, we Skype conversations and we hung out here. And then more Skype conversations and we hung out there. And then it was just like, next thing you know, we were together a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, married.
Yeah.
Now we're here. And it's not to say that it's bad. It's just that I won't lie to you. I feel like had I not had equipment to pick up that day, I wouldn't have met you. Had I not returned to school, I wouldn't have met you. One of the things that I always said was one of the best things that happened to me when I went back to school was I got a degree and I got a man out of it. You know, it's not to say that I went back, it's just,
there are two different views here. Like I said, yes, you said you gave up as well, but I just started saying, like, what's the point of any of this? This is not working out. But
I think the question
it comes to, yeah, but here's the other factor. You start seeing things in a person that you're probably seeing. You start noticing the other side or good aspects of the person that are attractive. And you're just like, what is going on here? Like, you're confused as to what's happening exactly, but it does happen. Like when you make me laugh, and I had never in my life laughed like that when a girl said a joke or they made a funny remark, and I was like, what the hell was that? Like, that made me actually feel good. That was weird, but okay. Then there were things that you would just make me laugh about, or there were things that you just make me realize, or things that we would just naturally smile and joke together. Like, I hated to smile, and I still kind of do.
I love, like, your smile.
I understand, but I still kind of do hate smiling. And, like, out of the blue, sometimes I just look at you and I just start smiling like a little kid. You understand? So there's
I love your smile.
I really love your smile very much. Maybe the fact is that,
especially when it's like on our wedding day, when it was just so natural and you just couldn't get it off your face no matter how hard you tried. And I was just like, oh.
The fact I wouldn't say just to give up. I would say just to stop
thinking about it. No.
Overthinking it and stop. What's that thing called when you have a need?
Reprioritize.
A priority, I guess. Like, oh, she has to have big tits. She has to have, like, you know, this. She has to give me.
Reassess
she has to suck my dick really good or whatever.
Reassess your
that,
priorities.
That kind of thing. Like, just. I don't know. Like, it's just. Like, this is my view. I just gave up. And I accepted the fact that this is going to happen. And this was just me. But you came along and changed that, and it was like, whoa, what's going on here? This is not what I expected at all, you know? So for me, it was, she made me smile, she made me laugh, she made me feel good about myself. So that was my attractiveness to you. Yeah, you gotta find other factors. You just can't say, I want this, I want that, I want this. You're not gonna find it. And if you do, it's gonna be a big butt with a dead brain. Who the fuck wants that?
Or there's gonna be like, with the very thing you wanted is gonna come in the packaging that you don't want. Or yeah, it's gonna be part of something else that you don't.
Listen.
That's why people end up in
relationships. I'm gonna get grunchy now. Like.
Raunchy?
Raunchy.
What's raunchy?
Raunchy. I meant raunchy. To say raunchy.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Pussy's pussy. All right? Pussy's pussy. But pussy's pussy until that time that you're like, what's the point of this girl? What's the point of her? She's not doing anything for me. All I'm getting is pussy from her, so I might as well just use her for pussy. Are you going to be, like, happy about that? Maybe. I don't know. It's up to you. But you just can't say pussy's pussy and she has no brain. She has no way of communicating. She has nothing to benefit from. Like, what's the point in any of that? So you have to accept the fact that maybe.
Could you also say that it could just be like that person is just not bringing that
out in her? No, it's not true. There's some people that are just.
I don't know.
Fucking airheads.
I mean, people said that you were quite the meanie. You were quite the curmudgeon. You were bitter.
But that's
you were
how I
cynical.
Am.
I understand, but they said like when we started dating, you changed. You softened up a little bit.
Yeah, but that's how I am.
I understand that. No. You're still the same way, but not the same way.
Okay, but that's how I am. But I have a good brain. We have great conversations. We have great time.
I do have fun.
And we enjoy ourselves every now and then or every day.
Yeah.
Or every second.
I think the secret to a good relationship is just to be with somebody that
makes you feel happy.
Yeah, like it's a cliche.
It's like you wake up and you can't stop thinking about the person.
I think that's the core of that is the
thing.
Core.
We are best friends. Yeah.
Literally best friends.
Yeah,
like we're like bros sometimes. No.
Yeah, it's like best friends kind of thing. Like we're two kids. We're two kids in the pot. Like we're just
two kids in the sandbox.
Yeah, we're just two kids in a sandbox, and you know you got dirt in your butt crack.
Hey. I stole your G.I. Joe and
Yeah, and I broke your Barbie.
Why would you do that?
Because that's what
boys do.
Yeah.
You're mean. So yeah, I think that's the secret of it. It's like just the simple fact that we're best friends. Like, it's not every day we're lovers. It's not every day we're all over each other. Like but every day we're best friends.
Yeah, every day we're best friends. Like, every day we have something to say to each other. Every day we have I don't think we've ever had a communication problem.
There would be times where we probably miscommunicate something. It's like, that's not what I meant. And you're like, that's not what I meant. It's like, oh.
Yeah, but that's every relationship.
Yeah. But other than that, we don't.
You know, it's like if the person you're with is not a good friend, because it's not only like boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, married. it's also like a best friend kind of thing. Like, you also have to have that friendship. You have to, like one day at work, where we have that. Remember when I told you we have that big ass screen,
mm-hmm.
and one of my manager goes sees a big ass screen, and he goes like, "Oh, what's better than coming home to see a big ass screen like that?" And I go like, "Coming home to my wife," because I'm happy, mm-hmm. and the friendship just makes it all better.
Yeah, you get to go home and see your best friend, hang out with your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a friend, you can feel her boobs.
Yes. I agree.
Okay, Homer Simpson. Guess what Homer Simpson said on The Simpsons? It's like, oh, Marge is the best.
Friends can feel the boobs.
It's the best friend, you can feel her boobs.
Friends can feel the boobs.
No, it's kind of true. I mean, that's like kind of the best part of like our relationship. I think that's why. Like, even on our wedding day, when my best friend, who was my best friend for, like, a good chunk of my life, like, 2/3 of my life, she said, "Okay, well, he's your new best friend now. I'll be 5th, and that'll be fine with me." And I'm like, "No, you're, like, 3. You're, like, 3rd. Like, it doesn't matter. He's still the number one best friend."
And it better be.
It is kind of true. We really can't really be apart from each other for too long. We're like freaking frack. We're just like, we're always teetering around together.
Yes.
Because like my mom's friends always tell her, like, it's the cutest thing when you see them two. It's like they don't even really look like a couple. What they look like is just two friends just talking to each other. And then they kiss. And it's cute. It's adorable. Well, it is. That's what I like about you. I love about you. Like and love. And I like you. That's another thing.
You know, like me? That's it?
No.
You just don't like me?
You know how somebody loves you, but they don't like you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like you.
Jesus Christ.
And I love you. And I'm better. In love with you.
Better.
So you don't like me?
I love you.
Do you like me?
I love you. Yes, I like you.
Okay, so that's all you have to say is that you like me. Do you like me, yes or no? Do you like me? You have to check the box.
I get sleepy.
Oh, you're always a little sleepy. Yeah, so that's our relationship in a nutshell. I don't have anything funny today. We don't have anything funny this week?
No. I think we said what we said at the beginning.
We said what we said.
Yeah.
Why didn't anybody come to my show? This is Trump. Apparently Trump was so mad after the day. He's like, "Why didn't anybody come to the show? I blame the media. I blame the protesters." I'm like, no, no, no. Oh,
but did you see how they left that the animal out of his cage? Eric.
Eric.
I'm Eric. Because,
you know, that's more his crowd.
Yeah. So here are the following people that make it so that Trump's rally didn't work out. You have the protesters, all 5 of them that were there. You have the COVID. You have COVID. You know, COVID was there, like, repping very strong. It was a concerted effort. There are a lot of people. Yeah. You have the TikTok people. They were helpful in this. Mm-hmm. You also had, like, the people that don't want to go out in a pandemic. Those people are the best. You know, shouts out to them. People that aren't racist, they were nice, and they said they weren't going to do it. What else? Who else? I need to thank so many people for this special moment. Who else made it so that the rally didn't work out too well?
Bears
were very important. You know, they were too busy, you know, in the forest looking for food. That was important. You also had
journalists,
the media. They did a very good job at telling people, "Hey, keep in mind, you guys, there's still a pandemic happening, you know, and the president did this, that, and the third." So shout out to them. The city of Tulsa, there was like, "I don't think this is a good idea."
Wolves.
But you know what, you guys, and you know, shouts out to the Supreme Court in Oklahoma that said no, he can have the rally, because apparently they were probably tired of elected officials over there. Good job, you guys.
Shout out to Juneteenth.
Juneteenth, thank you so much, because you know, you helped bring that to people, because you had more fun things to do. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. My favorite part is like seeing like John Leguizamo on his page. What he did was like he took a shot of like it was empty. He drew stick figures and he was like, "There you go, I added people for you." Shout out to John Leguizamo on that front. Who else? Shout out to that person that was in the stands with the "Great Make America Great Again" sign and they covered their face.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Like, yeah, I don't want to be on the photo.
Yeah, I don't want to be out there with the people. Ew. Oh, no, camera. Let me hide my face. I just needed to sit down. It's hot outside. I need somewhere to sit. Oh, God. Yeah, so in a nutshell, you know, a lot of people helped make it so that that rally was a disaster. And also, you have to thank Trump himself, the walking disaster. Himself.
He's a walking disaster.
Mike Pence, who nobody really wants around, but yet they keep him there.
I mean, unfortunately, he's more presidential than that piece of shit. So.
Well, he's like a presidential Ken doll. He's like you know, you have presidential Ken. You know, it just looks great. You put him in a suit. Put him in the little in front of the podium. He doesn't have to say anything, and then you're just like accessories sold separately. New from Mattel.
Yeah, I still can't get over my my friend that's a Trump supporter.
You have a friend that's a Trump? I have friends. Wait, I have a
you
couple.
You have friends that are Trump supporters?
Like two?
Yeah, like.
I only like them because yeah, I like them.
But he's from Indiana. Remember I told you about this?
He's your friend?
Yeah. He's from Indiana.
Angel has a friend. That isn't me.
Wow, okay.
Okay, what were you saying? So what did he say?
He's a Trump supporter from Indiana, and then he's like, "Yeah, I can't wait to vote for Trump." And then he finds out that his running mate is Mike Pence, and he's like, "I am not voting for that fucking piece of shit."
I'm from Indiana, and because he was from Indiana, he knows what it's like. Dude.
Yeah, he knows what's coming.
Yeah. So, apparently, it makes no sense to say this. But it's the primaries in New York. I'd like to say if you can go vote, you know, try to if you didn't get your ballot out. There's just nothing I can say about the absentee ballots. Like, I filled mine out, unlike somebody who just didn't want
to. I'm not voting anymore. Fuck that shit.
Why are you like this?
Look what happened.
What?
Look what happened with Bunker Boy. Look at this.
So we can undo that.
I mean, it's not to say that I didn't vote for Hillary either, but
okay.
I wrote a presidential candidate.
Oh, you know, when I was filling out the ballot, I couldn't write in Barbie like I wanted to, or Ina Garten. Why would I do what?
Ina Garten, I would write.
The reason because Barbie would be more presidential. She's run for president since 2000. She's run a bunch of times. Okay.
And never won.
Because they're not because they're not ready for a woman to be president. That's why.
I think they're ready for a woman to be president. There's
why not
there's
Barbie?
Women, there's lady governors. How are they not ready for a female president? Of course they are.
What do you think Biden's
It's just there was
pick?
No way. It's just that there was absolutely no way that Hillary was going to win. That's
who do
all.
You think Biden's going to pick as a running mate? He has like there's like
it's
a
gonna,
dozen
women.
All women.
It's
apparently.
Definitely going to be a
woman of
a
color?
A woman? No.
A white chick?
It's probably going to be a white chick.
Oh, if it's Warren, that would be great. It'd be kind of nice if it was Elizabeth Warren.
He'll probably put the push on that he'll have like probably two black women and one white, and then he'll probably just go with the white one.
Yeah, I mean, that's his whole cabinet. We'll see what happens, but yeah. Like, yeah, so if you're voting, great. Stay safe out there if you're voting. I'm not laughing because of that. I'm laughing because I feel like this is going to be such a shit show. Because I know I sent an absentee ballot, but I don't know if they'll get it in time. Because I have no way of tracking to see if they get it or not. So we'll see what happens. Yo, I was so upset. I was upset that I couldn't write in a candidate. I was looking for it, too. I was like, I'm going to see if I could write. Oh, you can't write in a candidate.
You should have, either way.
No. There was an episode of The Simpsons where...
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You should have either way. You should have just, like...
wrote Ina Garten?
Yeah, or something like wrote in candidate. Didn't see.
Write in candidate. Who are you writing in?
Well, then
Barbie.
You do it the day of.
No, I can't do that. The idea is, like, I never vote for the front runner or the incumbent in a primary. I never do that.
You know, Like I said, if I was Bernie Sanders, I would still be running.
Technically, he's on the ballot.
Yeah, but I would still be make I would still make commercials from here and there.
You could still vote tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna do that.
Do I have to drag you out of bed and take you to the voting place?
You're probably gonna have to get a bulldozer to get me there.
A bulldozer flattens, babe. Don't you mean a tow truck or a forklift?
Bulldozer is the same thing.
No, it does. Bulldozers flatten.
No.
Yes.
No.
Look it up.
No, bulldozers do not flatten. Bulldozer is the one with the claw.
Look it up. Look it up. I know what a bulldozer looks like. Bulldozer was used in Austin Powers.
Dozer.
How much you want to bet? It's the one you flatten.
See?
So what's the one that flattens?
I don't know, the flatten thingy.
The flattened thing,
the
yeah.
Flattened cat.
I thought it was the one that flattens. Like sure, that. Yeah. Oh, that's a steamroller. Is it called a steamroller?
Maybe, I guess. Is that code?
I don't know.
Cleveland Steamer?
Ew, Angel, stop being gross today. Look, you've been gross all. You have been especially perverted today. Is it because it's 90 degrees?
Sure.
God, you're behaving. It's like you're 15 or something.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying.
When I'm around you, I get childish.
Yeah, you do.
So?
It's one of, and I have to end up being the adult. And you know how much I don't like adulting.
What do you mean?
I don't like adulting.
Not too bad.
I don't.
Too damn bad. Too late.
What do you mean too?
Too damn bad. Too late.
That's why I married. That's why I married you. I married you so I wouldn't have to adult as much. Because you could just adult for the both of us.
That's going to be difficult.
Why?
I get, you know, I get all childish.
Yes, you do.
So.
I'm wondering if you're this childish at work.
No, I'm more professional. Why?
So you're only like this around me.
Yeah, because it's fun. You know. Dun, 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 dun. So I'm around you and I turn childish and.
I'm just going to let you sit on this.
Sit on what, beef curtains?
God, he's been doing this all day. I swear, you really do turn into one of those Latino boys when the temperature hits 90. Y'all just get like horny and you get horny, perverted, and annoying.
Beef curtains.
All right. So obviously, do you remember that? We were talking about that the other day. Remember when we were teenagers and like the temperatures would hit like 90 degrees around this time of year? You know, it's like the semester is almost over. It's Regents Week.
Yeah, I remember a teenager and, you know, you'd be like, I got to lose weight. I got an idea. Summertime, turn off the AC and have sex.
When was this?
Sweat it all out.
When was this?
Whenever it was summertime.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Were you getting any when you were a teenager?
No. I was a virgin until I met you.
The biggest lie, I swear. Like, if this was a lie detector, if this was a polygraph, it'd be off the charts right now. If this recording was like a polygraph, it would just be lies right now. Lies.
It's too late to apologize.
Jesus H. Christ.
It's too late.
You think what?
I think what?
You think you're just so cute, don't you?
I am cute.
I guess. Not that.
I am cute.
Okay.
I'm cute.
Speaking of which, turn on the lamp. We need Batman.
Oh, God, not this again.
Oh, God. But it's true. It's so true. All right, you guys. So this has been the 505 podcast. It's a very chill episode because it was 90 degrees out. So we're just like.
Wait, it was 90 degrees out today?
Apparently it was 90 degrees.
Wait, where was the rain that was supposed to come in the past 3 days?
It rained in other parts of the country, just not here in New York.
Oh, it was just wet. Slippery and wet beef curtains. Got them.
All right, you guys. I know you're listening to us. Thank you for listening to us. We are on the Spotify. We're also on Google, and we're also on the Apple Podcasts. So there's no excuses for why you can't hear us. And check us out on the BCAT Podcast. Oh, not the BCAT. The Brick Podcasting Network. And with that, we love you lots, and we'll miss you much, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye. Beef curtains.
really? You only got away with that because I couldn't think. Because I couldn't find the button. Anything you want to say? Any last words? Not beef curtain related?
Words. Words are cool. Words are awesome.
I'm sure they are.
I like to say words. Oh, nah.